With the 27th pick in the 2013 NFL Draft, the Houston Texans select DeAndre Hopkins, wide receiver, Clemson.
This is the Texans Huddle Draft Special, presented by Verizon, America's largest 4G LTE network, and by Texas Emergency Care Center. Any emergency, day or night, ready or not, we are. Now, here's your host, Patty Smith.
Hi, everyone, and welcome inside Reliance Stadium for this, our first Texans Huddle of the 2013 season. And, of course, we start with our draft special. As you can see behind me, thousands of fans converged upon Reliance Stadium for the NFL draft party, and we have it covered from wall to wall. In fact, a little bit later on in the show, we'll introduce you to the Texans draft picks, as well as sit down with head coach Gary Kubiak and general manager Rick Smith. And, of course, we'll hear from the voice of the Houston Texans, Mark Vandermeer. But before we get to all that, let's take you to the draft party, show you the timeline, and get you up close and personal behind the scenes.
The 2013 NFL Draft is officially open.
Hey, this draft day, you know, a lot of anticipation going into it, and I know how they're feeling right now, waiting for the names to be called.
Hey. We support our team, and we want to see our team get the best pick they can.
Yes, ma'am.
I mean, it's just what we do. We support our team.
In the 2013 NFL Draft, the Kansas City Chiefs select Eric Fisher, tackle, Central Michigan.
That's such a cool time for you know, your whole family, you know, all your college coaches, your high school coaches, everybody that really, you know, helped you along the way. It's a special time for everybody.
With the 27th pick in the 2013 NFL Draft, the Houston Texans select DeAndre Hopkins, wide receiver, Clemson.
The thing that, to us, that stuck out in our minds is watching him. The more you watch him, he's very competitive. He can catch the ball in a crowd. It doesn't matter to him. Go up and get the ball. And he competes, wears the DBs out, just physical, and that's what translates, and that's what we believe that we carry week to week. That's what we ask our guys to do, to compete, and he really fits that mold for us.
Well, that's going to do it. Round one of the 2013 draft is in the books, and the Houston Texans and their fans couldn't be happier with wide receiver DeAndre Hopkins out of Clemson. All right, we have to take our first time out here on the show, but don't go away. When we come back, we'll learn a little bit more about DeAndre Hopkins, as well as sit down with head coach Gary Kubiak and general manager Rick Smith. Stay with us. Here's a look at your 2013 Texans draftees. DeAndre Hopkins, as you saw earlier, was selected first. We'll have more on him a little bit later in the show. DJ Swearinger from South Carolina was selected in the second round and looks to add depth to the Texans secondary. Staying in the Carolinas, offensive lineman Brennan Williams from North Carolina could compete for a spot on the offensive line. Then back-to-back picks of Sam Montgomery and Trevardo Williams, both college defensive ends, probably looking to move to outside linebacker. David Quisenberry of San Jose State, Alan Bonner of Jacksonville State, Chris Jones from Bowling Green, and Ryan Griffin from Connecticut round out the 2013 draft class. All rookies will be reporting to Houston on May 10th for the rookie camp. So with all the picks made, the war room here at Reliance Stadium is empty and all is quiet, but not for the picks themselves. This draft, especially for the first rounder, sort of changes their life forever, and it's a whirlwind of activity, including media obligations, interviews, phone calls, texts, and for Houston's first-round pick DeAndre Hopkins, it was no different. On Friday, he was on the first plane out on his way to Houston to not only meet his teammates, but visit with the media, check out the city, and our Drew Doherty tagged along.
Hi, I'm DeAndre Hopkins. Come check me out at Houston. My first day.
Real quick, bro.
Yeah, no problem. Sorry. Thank you.
1, 2, 3.
What was it like flying in? What did you see? What happened when you got off the plane?
I really didn't see too much. I didn't want to look. I kind of wanted to enjoy it, you know, hands-on. I really didn't want to kind of get a sneak peek from the bird's-eye view. So I really didn't open up the window at all. But, you know, it was kind of love when I got off the plane. A bunch of people, you know, kind of recognized me from last night and, you know, just taking pictures. So it was good.
Well, what do you think?
So I don't know what to think right now, honestly. I don't know what to think. I'm out of words.
We're gonna start off in the locker.
Okay.
The Tennessee locker.
Can I
just
hold this?
Yeah.
All right. Oh,
yeah.
All right.
That's yours.
How you doing, Clark? Good to see you again.
Thank you.
How you doing?
Good, man. Good.
Well, the boys had nothing but joy last night. They all text me and talked to me, man. It was awesome.
I heard it, man. Yeah. I'm about to be part of it.
Well, I'll tell you what, you got a good guy to follow around.
Oh, yeah.
Andre, you know, and you know, you stay close to him and make you a good pro.
All right.
You do great things, man.
Yes, sir.
Anyway, but we're excited, man.
It's just when I...
This is Coach Kobe.
Good to meet you. How you doing, Coach?
What's up? How's it going, man?
Good to have you.
Appreciate it.
How was the trip?
It was short. It wasn't that long, about 2 hours. Yeah.
Show him around and take a picture real quick. It's great to have him. We're just so happy to have him.
Oh, we're excited. Yeah. We're excited.
He's a fine young man. Thank you. I'm proud of you, man.
Appreciate it.
You've done a great job.
Thank you.
And you're our kind of kid because you play hard and you're going to fit very well in this room right here. We got some great guys. So we're going to take care of him. Fair enough.
Okay.
Congratulations to you. I'll see you in a little bit.
All right. Okay. All right.
You help yourself. Okay.
I am so proud. We've come so far. We've had so many adversities in our families, and so just for him to get that call last night was just awesome. Never been to Houston before, but we love it. Just to come somewhere that he feels so welcome, and it's been a warm feeling. I mean, coming into the city is so different for us, so different, but we love it so far.
And joining me now, General Manager Rick Smith, and well, congratulations on a great draft.
Thank you.
Now, do you feel like as you sit there, you know, you went into it with a certain certain goals, certain things you wanted to accomplish. Did you kind of walk away achieving pretty much everything you wanted to?
Well, you never know, you know, how the board's going to fall. So I will say this. The board fell in such a way that we feel like we got value across the board, for lack of a better way to language it, at every spot. And so we were able to do that and also add some pieces and add some players at positions of need. And so from that perspective, we feel very good about it.
Well, and I don't want to go through each one individually, but we just saw Drew spend some time with DeAndre Hopkins. Just sort of your overall thoughts on this kid. What was it that made him so attractive to you?
Well, you know, it's his whole makeup. It's a mental makeup. He's a very tough-minded man. He is a very skilled athlete, obviously, and then he's a very competitive guy as well. And those attributes, I think, will give him an opportunity to be a good pro.
When you look at all the players that, you got, you a variety of both sides of the ball, is there anyone that sort of kind of stands out that you're kind of excited about? I mean, obviously you're excited about all of them, but someone maybe a diamond in the rough or someone that maybe has some an upside higher than, most people might have thought?
Well, I don't know. You know, when I look at the class in its entirety, I really like, you know, very early on, we added some tough, you know, aggressive players. Even, you know, we talked about DeAndre, DJ in the second round, and even both third round picks. Those are guys that play with tremendous passion and aggressiveness. And so that's a characteristic that I think. But then when you start to look at some of the later round guys, you know, I really like our nose tackle, you know, a young man from Bowling Green. I think I mentioned him in our press conference. And I just think that again, he has some of those same characteristics and traits that we look for. And I think he's going to fit into our locker room and into our room good.
Couple drafts under your belt now. Does this get any easier for you? Do you feel like you get better at it as a GM with a couple years under your belt?
I do. I think experience helps in any endeavor, but I think our process is just really, really good. It's honed in. I think we've got two key ingredients. We've got a good process, I think, and we've got good people who are involved in the process. And I think when you have that, it gives you a chance to prepare the way that you need to, and that just gives us a chance to be successful and execute on draft day. But I'm very proud of the guys and all the hard work that they put in, and I think that our football team's better from it.
All right, well, great job. Congrats on a good draft.
Thank you.
All right, we have to take a timeout here on Texans Huddle, but don't go away. When we come back, we'll hear more from DeAndre Hopkins, as well as sit down with Coach Gary Kubiak. Stay with us.
Portions of the Texans Huddle Draft Special are presented by Houston Community College, the official education partner of the Houston Texans.
Welcome back to Texans Huddle, our special draft edition. This kicking off the regular season of our regular Texans Huddle, which will air each and every week from here on out. And this year, we're happy to announce that we will be joining to our staff Nick Scherfield and Drew Doherty from the Houston Texans. Nick will be sitting down with head coach Gary Kubiak in just a little bit. But right now, we're going to check back in with Drew Doherty, who, of course, spent the day with DeAndre Hopkins and had a chance to visit with him.
Thank you, Patty. Here with DeAndre Hopkins from Clemson, South Carolina to Houston. Quite a day on that first day here in town, wasn't it?
It was, man. It was great coming through the airport. You know, I can tell this is a team that's loved by their city.
Yeah, what do you know about this team and this offense? A lot of weapons, and you're now one of them, aren't you?
Yeah, I mean, I've watched you guys over the years, Houston. You know, every time they make the playoffs, I'm pulling for them because you know, that team is kind of an underdog, but they're not, you know, anymore. Because they're established now. You know, they got a lot of guys, Andre Johnson, you know, Matt Schaub, Arian Foster. Oh, man, it's, you know, I just can't wait to get in and contribute to help this team.
Yeah, from the time you were selected at 27 to the time now when we're talking, I think about a million people have asked you, what do you know about Andre Johnson? What do you think about Andre Johnson? Let me be the million and first.
Oh, man, he's a great wide receiver. You know, he's one of the best in the NFL right now. You know, I would be cutting myself short if I didn't try to get everything that he knows. He's a great guy on and off the field. You know, he's basically the model wide receiver that any guy coming to the NFL want to be like.
And what's it mean that you're going to locker right next to him?
Oh, man, it means a lot. You know, honestly, he can groom me to be like him, you know, and provide Houston with a lot more years from a good wide receiver.
Now tell me about your skills as a wide receiver. For folks that may not have seen you play, they've seen the highlights, obviously, but who are you?
Oh, man, I'm a physical wide receiver. You know, when the ball's in the air, it's mine. You know, I feel like I'm the best guy out there on the field, no matter who's across from me. You know, they're going to get a competitor, a guy that wants to win a championship, nothing less.
And you're not afraid to mix it up and block, and that's a big deal here in this system with a guy like Arian Foster, the zone blocking scheme that the offensive line employs, isn't it?
Oh, man, if you're a wide receiver, you want to be a great wide receiver, you have to make that a big part of your game, being a great blocker. And with a great running back, you know, that I have now, you know, it's going to be even more important to make sure, you know, that I'm downfield blocking so he can make those big runs.
Let's wrap things up. What's your main goal in between now and the start of the rookie minicamps?
Just become a better wide receiver, you know, come in ready to play. I'm not sure if I'm going to get the playbook, but just make sure I'm coming in and knowledgeable of this offense.
Excellent. Well, DeAndre, welcome to Houston. We appreciate you taking some time. And Patty, Nick Scherfield has an interview with Coach Kubiak.
Thanks, Drew. This is Nick Scherfield of HoustonTexans.com here with head coach Gary Kubiak in his office at Reliance Stadium. And Coach, the 2013 NFL Draft, in the books, you had 9 players to your team. As you look at the group as a whole, what are some of your overall impressions of the class?
Well, the biggest thing, Nick, you know, you want to continue to add to the personality of your football team. So when you look at the group that we got, once again, we got another group of guys that are tremendous passion to play the game, you know, guys that play hard. So when you do that, you walk in our locker room, you're going to fit in early. Obviously, we're going to be calling on some of these guys to help our football team very quickly. But, you know, very good class. Looking forward to getting them and going to work. We'll have a mini camp in 2 weekends, and also our, you know, our tryout guys and our free agent guys. So we'll get a chance to take a look at everybody, but looking forward to getting those 9 guys going especially.
The rookie minicamp, a new thing. What can you go through your thought process behind that?
Yeah, I haven't had one the last few years, and the reason I haven't done that is because you could bring the guys in, but you had to send them right back home. So, I just kind of felt like I'd wait till we got going to OTAs. The rules this year have changed. If you do have your mini camp the weekend of 10th, 11th, and 12th, then your rookies can stay with you. They don't have to leave the premises. So, you know, it gives us a chance to basically get started 3 days early, keep them here the whole time, work them in the OTAs. So looking forward to that.
Well, this draft started for the Texans in the first round at number 27 overall with DeAndre Hopkins. You had a need at wide receiver. You address it with Hopkins, very productive receiver at Clemson. What excites you about him?
Well, he's very productive, as you said. But the thing that I like about him, he played big-time ball. You know, I like his progression in his career, watching him get better each year. You go back and look at him statistically. And then I like when the lights got really big, this guy got very competitive. LSU, the bowl game, stands out to me. But, you know, he's got a big, big upside. I think he's still on the come. He really didn't play in an offense that threw the ball a great deal. And, you know, he reminds me of Andre a little bit from a standpoint of he's quiet, he's confident, knows what he wants to do. So hopefully we'll get him headed in that direction.
In the second round, you get safety DJ Swearinger from South Carolina. And you said in your press conference after the draft, it didn't take you very long when you were watching highlights of him to know what kind of player he was.
Yeah, for me, Nick, I have to watch over 600 guys, you know, over the course of about a 2.5-3 week period as I prepare to go into draft meetings. So I get a glimpse of them. Then I go in there and get the more knowledge from the scouts and everybody else who spent, you know, basically the past year looking at them. This guy took me about 5 minutes in my office. I turn on the film. He is so active, just a very physical player, plays with a lot of energy and emotion on the field, can diagnose things. So I knew from a quick glance what I was fixing to find out when I went down there. So for us to get him, he can learn from Ed. Helped Joe a great deal very, very early, so happy to get him.
Very last thing, Rick Smith, whose office is right next to here, spends a lot of time on this draft. He and the scouts and the pro personnel department. Can you just talk about how impressed you are with how they run that process and how it all comes together year after year?
Yeah, it is an amazing process. Nick, I've been a part of it in Denver. We did it the same way all my years, and Rick came through there. But, you know, our scouting department does a tremendous job throughout the course of the year as we're sitting here playing games and going through our season of getting prepared for the draft process. Rick's a part of it all the time. And then our coaching staff comes in during the month of February and March, and we become involved with it. So it is a big, big process, but they lead the way, and they've done an excellent job. And, you know, when you're good at the draft, when you're successful in the draft and your football team, the depth stays good, it continues to progress, and that's how we've made the progress we've made. So another good year by those guys. They do a great job.
That's Texans head coach Gary Kubiak on the 2013 NFL Draft. Thanks a lot, Coach.
Thanks, Nick.
The Texans Huddle Draft Special has been presented by Verizon, America's largest 4G LTE network. And by Texas Emergency Care Center. Any emergency, day or night, ready or not, we are.
Joining me now for the first time of the season, the voice of the Houston Texans, Mark Vandermeer. So good to be back with
you. I know. Here we are. First time of the season. Now, don't say it like that because it makes it seem like the season's about to start. We still have a few months.
For us, it is.
Every week.
Every week from here on out. Yes. Texans Huddle, of course, kicking off with this draft special. So let's talk draft. Your overall impressions of how the Texans did.
I think they took care of what they needed to, Patty. You know, they needed a number two wide receiver. DeAndre Hopkins will start from the get-go against San Diego in that Monday night doubleheader. And I like DJ Swearinger, the safety, because they lost Glover Quinn, And you have Ed Reed coming in, but Swearinger can learn under him. He does not have to start right away, but he can play in the sub packages right away. You got help at tackle with two players, and I think Brennan Williams has a chance to start for this team with Derek Newton being out. And I also like the two outside linebackers, Sam Montgomery and Trevardo Williams. You know, one of those guys might end up starting possibly if they move Brooks Reed inside, like they said they have the flexibility to do. I don't know if they end up doing that, but I could see those guys being in a rotation.
Well, and you mentioned Ed Reed, and when you talk about some of these rookies being starters, obviously because of some of the departure of some of the other guys that this team has lost, Connor Barwin, James Casey, just sort of your thoughts on the free agents that have come here and the guys that we've lost.
Well, the guys you lose are because you're a good football team right now, and you're keeping more of your players that are homegrown because they're playing well, and you couldn't afford to pay everybody. So Barwin ends up leaving. Casey ends up leaving. That class of 09, they're starting to leave kind of like the class of 06 did, and that's because you're so good at the top of those particular classes. Well, Barwin goes. We talked about the outside linebacker. Casey goes. They draft a tight end in Ryan Fisher out of the University of Connecticut. And I think they have some guys on the roster here they want to have a good long look at, like Philip Supernov for one. So we'll see what happens at that spot. Greg Jones comes in for Casey at fullback. And I like Greg Jones an awful lot. Over a decade in the league, a real thumper at fullback. He'll be interesting.
All right, let's talk a little bit about the schedule that the Texans have. Obviously, we've got the preseason games, a couple here, a couple on the road. But really, the regular season schedule, it's a tough start and it's a tough finish.
They're the first non-West Division team to play in that Monday night doubleheader opener, which I think is too bad for them because they have to get back really late, probably 7:30 a.m. Central Time from that trip, and then get ready for a division game against the Titans at home. And then you see, Patty, the Ravens, Seahawks, 49ers all in a row. That is brutal. And I'll give you another brutal stretch here. All right, you play the Colts at home on a Sunday nighter, and then you have some games that look, quote, beatable, winnable. But then you finish off with three of your last five against playoff teams, Patriots, Colts, and Broncos. And, oh, by the way, the other two are division games on the road against Jacksonville and Tennessee. Real tough way to end the season. But guess what? This is what the good teams go through. The Patriots go through this every year. The Steelers go through this every year. The Ravens, you play in primetime games. You have rough stretches. Everybody's out to get you. Get used to it, Texans fans. You have a good team now. This is what it's going to be like, and I hope this continues for many years.
All right, well, we are going to continue with this for many weeks. As I said, starting from here on out, each and every Thursday night here at 6 o'clock, Texans Huddle. Your guys, Nick Scherfield and Drew Doherty, will be joining us each and every week.
Good additions. Doing a great job.
Good additions to the show. All right, thank you so much for watching. We will be back with Mark next week, and we'll see you Thursday at 6.
Houston, Texas, Houston, Texas.